Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 29th, 2026. May Day is coming up on Friday, and this year the groups behind the No Kings protests are calling for a day of action called Workers Over Billionaires. Reading from the Indivisible website, quote, "This May Day, we're flexing our economic power as workers, students, and everyday people to send a clear message to the Trump regime. We will not do business as usual while they trample our rights, terrorize our communities, and drag us into a senseless war in Iran." May 1st, 2026 will be a Workers Over Billionaires National Day of Action. Workers, students, and families will be marching, rallying, training, walking out, and taking action together, end quote. It then goes on to list their demands, quote, "Tax the rich so our families, not their fortunes, come first. No ICE, no war, no private army serving authoritarian power. Expand democracy, hands off our vote." Following the examples of the 2006 Day Without Immigrants, Black-led corporate campaigns that have unseated CEOs, and Minnesota's resistance to occupation, thousands of organizations across the country are calling for a day of no school, no work, no shopping to disrupt the violent billionaire takeover of our country and to put working families first. Because when the billionaires break every rule, it's going to take more than a rally to stop them. Together we show where real power lives in this country, with workers, not billionaires, end quote. There are several events planned in Maine in observation of Workers Over Billionaires Day of Action. You can find them posted on activatemaine.com on their calendar, and you can get more details and background at indivisible.org. And a couple of events happening today. There will be a spruce budworm public information session featuring experts from the Maine Forest Service, University of Maine, and the Budworm Response Coalition this morning from 10 to 11:30 at Jeff's Catering in Brewer. It's free and open to the public, and there's an option to watch remotely. You can get the link for that and more information at maintree.org in the events section. The Blue Hill Public Library is hosting a screening of the documentary Building Hope, a film from local filmmaker Richard Kane and Kane Lewis Productions, tonight at 7 p.m., followed by a panel discussion led by the film's producer, Melody Kane Lewis, featuring members of local organizations involved in the housing crisis in Maine. Quote, "Building Hope is a film that tells audiences there is hope to ending the suffering of homelessness. The documentary follows the stories of those caught in the daily crisis of homelessness in Maine, beginning with Aneva, a 30-year-old woman with two children. A former early childhood educator with two college degrees, she lost her job due to the pandemic, then her home, and her children. She was living in Bangor's tent city, homeless." End quote. Maine shelter directors, housing advocates, and politicians are also interviewed in the film. The panel discussion following the film will be moderated by the film's producer, Melody Kane Lewis, and will feature Donna Kelly, President and CEO of Waldo Community Action Partners, Ann Schroth, Executive Director of Healthy Peninsula, and Sharon Cadis, Senior Major Gift Officer at Northern Light Health Foundation. You can get more information and view a trailer of the film at kanelewis.com. That's kanelewis.com. The film has a runtime of 57 minutes. It's free and open to all tonight at 7 p.m. at the Blue Hill Public Library. And on Friday evening, Frenchman Bay Conservancy, in partnership with Maine Coast Sea Vegetables and Heart of Ellsworth, invite the community to gather for a seaweed social, an evening celebrating Downeast Maine's vibrant seaweed harvesting traditions, local food, and coastal conversation. There will be seaweed-themed small bites, interactive activities, and the debut of a film made by Frenchman Bay Conservancy about a local seaweed harvester. That's coming up on Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Heart of Ellsworth's Makerspace at 16 State Street in Ellsworth. You can get more information at frenchmanbay.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.